This is the Composer's Datebook for February 18th. I'm John Zeck. In a creative life that spanned over 60 years, the American composer Howard Hanson never wavered in his belief that music should be tonal in nature and fundamentally romantic in style, with strong and clear melodic lines. By the mid-1950s, many other European and American composers were taking a far different approach to music, favoring an abstract and often densely complex style, more like the drizzle and splatter paintings of Jackson Pollock than the meticulous realism of, say, Norman Rockwell. On today's date in 1955, this music, Hanson's Symphony No. 5, had its premiere by the Philadelphia Orchestra under Eugene Ormandy. It's the most compact of Hanson's seven symphonies, a single-movement work in three sections lasting just 15 minutes. Hanson titled the work Sinfonia Sacra, or A Sacred Symphony, and suggested it was inspired by the account of Christ's resurrection in the Gospel of St. John. Hanson wrote, "The Sinfonia Sacra does not attempt programmatically to tell the story of the first Easter, but does attempt to invoke some of the atmosphere of tragedy and triumph, mysticism and affirmation of this story, which is the essential symbol of the Christian faith." For many decades, Hanson and other unfashionably traditional symphonists like Walter Piston and David Diamond were neglected by most American orchestras, but more recently, they're making something of a comeback in concert halls and on CD.
Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach for their clients' investment and retirement goals.
Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.